Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Kehilim, and we're up to parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Vav. So, Eitz HaMishamish HaSamateches. If you have a wooden part of a flat kli that is Mishamish, the metal part of the flat kli, so the metal is really the main thing, Tamei. So we go with the Iker part of the kli. HaMateches HaMishamish HaSeitz Torah. So this is just a klal, that if you have a kli made out of a hybrid of metal and wood, we go with the Iker. Okay, and so give an example. Posach Shel Eitz Vahapin shelo shel mateches. You have a key that's made out of wood, but the teeth are metal. Afilu achas, even if only one of the teeth are metal, tameya, because the teeth of the key is what makes it, you know, what makes it unlock the door. The wooden part is just to be able to hold it with. Posach shel mateches vahapin shelo shel eitz. So if the key itself is made out of metal, but the teeth are made out of wood, tahora, so then it's a wooden key and it's tahor. Tabas shel mateches v'chasam shel almog. If you have a ring made out of metal, but the signet is made out of wood, tamea, because the ring is the ikar. Tabash al almug v'chosam shalosh al mateches. But if you have a ring made out of wood and the signet is made out of metal, tahora. Hashen shabatas, the tooth of a metal sheet that was turned into a kli, shabosachas, or the metal tooth of a large kli, v'shabimavtech, or the metal tooth of a regular key, tamea bifnei atzma. It can become tamei in its own right, even when it's not attached to the kli, because it's still going to be able to unlock the door. And as long as it can still function to unlock the door, then it's a kli. Mishnah Zayin. Hakdumin ashkelonim shenishbru. The ashkelonim kedumim that break, meaning it's like this is a kli that is a wooden stick that has metal hooks all along the length of it. So they would hang, jugs of water on the hooks so that the jugs of water could stay cool. So if the hooks of these things broke, but one of the hooks actually stays in place on each of the kedumim, then they're tamei because they could still be used with that one hook that remains. Hamavar, if you have a wooden pitchfork, v'amazra, or a winnowing fork, v'amagov, or a rake, all these things made out of wood, masrik shel rosh, or a comb that you used to comb your hair, shenitla achas mishnein v'asan shel mateches. If you take out one of the wooden teeth and you put metal there in place instead, then they're mekabel tumah, because the main part of the fork is the teeth, and therefore, if one of them is metal, it's going to be tamei. Val kulanam Rabbi Shua, with all of these things, Rabbi Shua says, davar chidish chidshu sofrim, the chamim have been mechadish something, ve'ein li ma ashiv, and I don't have any answer, meaning I don't think they make any sense. Meaning they're all kli eitz that do not have a base kibul and cannot be mekabel tumah. The fact that you turn one a tooth of the kli into metal does not do enough to change the fundamental nature of the kli. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Vav, we said that the basic rule is if you have a kli made out of wood and metal, you go with which one is the ikra and which one is the tafel. And we gave a couple of examples of keys that are made of wood and metal where the teeth of the key are the primary and a ring with a signet where the ring is primary and the signet is secondary. And then we started talking about in Mishnah Zayin, these poles that have hooks on them, that as long as one hook is still there, then it's mekabel tumah. Whereas we discussed a variety of different types of combs and forks that were wooden, if one of the teeth was removed and replaced by metal, so that was a machlokas, whether that changes the whole nature of the rest of the kli to a tamei kli or not. Bezrat Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Gimel, Mishnah Ches.